Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go. One time, I guess.
All right, man. I got a couple things on my mind off the rip, man. A couple things already off the rip, just random, like in the last 2 minutes.
Okay.
First of all, let them know who we are.
Oh, thanks. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
Live.
From the worst.
With you know who.
What are you doing with him?
All right. First of all, everybody's real cute. No, they're real cute. They got jokes here. This is great. No, this is great.
Why? What's happening?
This is great.
Okay.
I haven't worn a denim shirt in I don't know how long.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I decide to wear a denim shirt. Yeah. And it's the same damn day that Damian wears a denim shirt.
I gave this shirt to Katie. I don't even wear it anymore.
We
look ridiculous. We look stupid.
Real quick, smile at the cameras. We get a screenshot real quick. Picture day.
Yeah, no, we look ridiculous.
No, this is great.
That's
this
fantastic.
Is great.
No, you've got yours buttoned. I might unbutton one more just to make sure. Like, we're not the same. He's buttoned up here at the neck. I'm Richard Jefferson here.
Come on, man. Let's...
About to go LeBron James. See if I can piss off Kenny and Isaiah Thomas.
Do it.
This is ridiculous.
Do it. Game 5. Do it. Do it.
What's he doing? Doing a radio show with his shirt off.
No, this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. So that's the first thing that just happened. Just 10 seconds
ago. No, we look
ago.
Stupid.
It's like, this is, and then everybody get their little jokes, all twinsies.
No,
all
we
this
get
stuff.
It.
All right, bro. All right. Second of all, I'm going to be pissed off for the homie. Just in case he's not. I'm pretty sure he is. But just in case he's not, I'm going to be pissed off for the homie.
Who?
Yeah, who?
Yo, why did they have you parking at Kaiser today, bro? Why they have you parking at Kaiser?
Oh, you parked far today?
Yeah.
Come on, man. I drive in. I said, usually I see him up towards the front. Soon as I hit the corner, I said, yo, what's going on? Yo, these people are starting. Hey, they need to know their role. They need to know their role. If you're not upset, I'm going to be upset for you. They got you parking at Kaiser right now. You're down the street from Target, basically. You're around the corner from there. They need to fix this.
Did they clear out your parking space before you got here?
Yeah. Okay. I parked where bro, I normally do.
I'm a whole section over now.
Bro, Jesse.
I'm where the promotions trucks are.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't hold on. I don't park next to the promotion truck.
Off the cliff.
I don't park next to the truck. I park a little bit to the where it's just by itself or whatever. Cause, yeah, just away from all the cars. But yeah, we're in a whole new section now, bro. It's tough. It's so tough. Sometimes there's a truck that parks in my spot too.
Poor Jesse's underneath the electrical stanchion thing.
That's legit where I'm at. I'm taking a walk to my car every day now.
He might get electrocuted going to his car.
WB Jones construction out there.
Sometimes I can't even park there because the landscapers got their trucks, so I'm a lost man right now.
No, it's great. Everybody finds this funny. Text comes in from Katie. So you and Kenny are twinning today, huh?
Like I said, this is adorable. This is adorable. No, I might do like LeBron, bro. I might do like LeBron.
Do it.
Soren says, I'm Kevin Malone. We need to talk to the forefathers, whatever it's that day. We need our parking spots back.
Yeah. No, that's ridiculous, though. Yeah, they had my man parked over there by Jack in the Box, man. So I was like, yo, I don't know if he's upset, but I'm upset for him. And then the last thing.
See, I don't mind walking. It doesn't bother me as much because, I wake up early in the morning to where I always, find myself getting frustrated. Like, if I get frustrated looking for a parking space, how stupid is that? It just means I have to walk further, which is fine. Mm. I literally wake up at 4 in the morning to work out to try to maintain some level of shape. If I have to walk an extra 50 feet into the office, it's not the end of the world.
That
doesn't mean that I'm not agitated every time I pull into the parking lot with these noobs next door.
Yeah.
And apparently they're 200 deep roster.
That's facts.
No, bro, it's not about the walk. It's the principality.
Yeah,
of the
I believe
situation.
In paying your dues. Like, you guys just got here. Go ahead and go park. The street or something.
Hey, man, these dudes in there with their backpack in the bathroom, too. Like, hey, bro, I got 2.5 minutes to pee. I'm going to need you to do it. I need you to move. There's priorities
backpack's
here.
Backpack's got bathroom fumes on
Man.
It now. Better throw that in the washer.
No, man, you're right. You hit the nail right on the head. These noobs out here taking up all the close parking spots. And, I'm like you. I go to the mall. I go to the store. I'll park in the back. I don't care. I'll take a walk, but it's the principality of the situation. Principality.
Yeah, look at this. Oh, Katie being a little sympathizer here because Katie gets here at 5 in the morning.
Nobody
here. She doesn't have to work.
I saw this morning. She gets the number one spot.
Every morning, there's a big old white truck parked out right there. No one's going to get in the way of that. She's like, hey, the noobs next door brought Odyssey cupcakes. Well, guess what? The people that show up once every 4 days in this building ate all the cupcakes. And two, you can keep your cupcakes if you give me my damn parking spot back.
I didn't ask for cupcakes. I asked for a space.
I didn't take a cupcake off principle.
Look at all this sympathizing from inside the building. Be your own people, man.
It's crazy. The other day I had to come here at 11:45 p.m. And they had one car here. It was the little janitor. She looked at me like, the hell are you?
I bet she knew where you were going, though. Don't nobody else in this office park show up to go into any other suite except this one at 11:35 in the morning or in the afternoon or in the evening, excuse me.
Yeah, man. So there was that. And then the third thing that I saw, once again, this all happened basically at the most 4 minutes ago because I saw you parking, you know what I mean? And then I saw what you were wearing then watching TV. And, bro, we missing out on so much because we can't gamble in this state. That is so ridiculous.
I don't disagree, but what prompted
it? It was on. The betting show was on.
Oh. Now it's off. But ESPN Bet or Bet Plus or something
like
that.
Bro, I told you about the experience I had when I went to D.C. and went to the little MGM Grandies. Just walk up there.
Mm-hmm.
$5. They got the machine key. Boom. I get it. I go, it's right there. Like, it's one thing to be like in Vegas, because usually when you go to Vegas, it's a big spectacle. Like, you're at a hotel. You got a park. Bro, I could literally, from the house, I should be able to drive to Sky River, put the bet in, boom.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I win, go back up there afterwards, collect, and I got $40 in my pocket right there. Missing out on so much.
You know what is funny, though, when you're in Vegas, opening up the Prize Picks app and the app just going, nah, bitch, that's not how this works. That is not how this game is played. Close the app, dummy. Walk down to the sports book and do what you got to do.
I thought I was new to the game, but I thought, oh yeah, the MGM Bet app, like, this is dope. Like, now I'm in Vegas, I'll sign up while I'm in Vegas. And they said, no, your license says California, sir. You cannot use this.
When we left, it must have been Mandalay Bay. We were like trailing me and Trista was like, we're here. And she starts running through odds for like WNBA MVP, like wins and loss totals in the W. And we're like standing here looking at the board like, should we do it? And we're kind of like, no, let's go. And we wound up not placing any bets. But we were standing in the sports book of Mandalay Bay where she did her show when she was out there for the Super Bowl.
Gotcha.
And we wound up should have gone to look to see if the Kings had a win-loss total yet.
Oh.
Just to have taken it.
Yeah, just see what the hell happens.
Gone under. I don't know what the number is, less.
But yeah, man, I can't believe they just. And I know it's going to happen. It's probably going to happen within the next 18 months, 2 years. But I don't even think it'll be up and running in 2 years. Like, when it passes, I don't think it'll be up and running. I think it's going to take, I heard it'll take more time because there's probably going to be some people opposed to it that'll push against it. So it might be 4 or 5 years till we have this. I'll be an old man at that point.
That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. Well, this is what I had to look up. 17.5 is the number for your boy on TV tomorrow. Your boy on TV, by the way, is Tyrese Haliburton.
I went.
17.5 is the number.
I did a little something. I ain't even going to say who I did it with because I don't even know if that's official.
You can go Goblin at 12.5 and 13.5 and 14.5. You can go Demon at 19.5. You can go Super Demon at 21.5.
Wow.
You can go You Have Lost Your Goddamn Mind at 24.5.
I'm going to tell you right now, because I can't remember what I did, but I remember seeing the number. I went over.
On 17.5?
He's in Indiana. He had a bad game, too. I went over.
SGA's at 34.
I went under.
Yeah? Wow.
He might get 32.
KC hates SGA. Find out why.
No, I went.
Well, you know which one I'll take. They got Jalen at 20.5.
What'd you do?
I haven't done anything yet.
What'd you take? I'd
take the less.
I have these. They're already ready to go. Look, they're already ready to go. And the other one I have is Siakam at 19.5.
Yeah, I think you're right on the Tyrese 17.5. Boy, this I'm gonna take. I might take that 34. What's the demon look like for SGA?
Probably 36, huh?
Ah,
37.
It's 39.5.
Oh, wow,
bro.
If you take that, you know something.
What kind of payoff does that give me? Hold on. Oh, that ain't even worth it. Oh, hell no.
You can go 40-point game.
Bro, you can go Super Demon, get you 16 times your money at 44.5. That is insane. A 44.5-point line is insane.
Goodness gracious.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And you took the less on 34.
I took the less on 34.5.
Let's see. Let me see if what is. Oh yeah, it ain't even worth betting SGA's points unless you're going.
Unless you're
crazy. Doing that 44.5 number, it's not worth touching.
That's crazy.
Wow.
And then I went.
That's crazy.
I went Siakam more than 19.5. Tyrese obviously more than 17.5. So I probably think the Pacers are going to win tomorrow. That's
really?
My guess. If they go more, if those two can go more, I think the Pacers win. I think.
Well, if that other one pays off too, and you have Jalen at less, yeah. I wonder what they got. Caruso.
What's best for
Caruso
business?
Caruso scored 20. They got him at 5.5. Oh, that's a guy. I'm sorry. Well, that's a goblin.
What's best for business is Indiana winning tomorrow, because that sets up a game four where, if you go by my scenario, where I think Indiana has to win them both to win the series. Now they won game three. Now can they get that? That's the ultimate swing game, game four.
if the Pacers win game three.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have some fun with this because now you start looking at role players in Indiana. I might set a 5-person lineup or something.
Benedict Mathurin. What's his?
Benedict Mathurin is... He's not on the main page. Give me 2 seconds.
If he's more than 13 and a half, you got to think about taking more.
Let's see what Mathurin has. I got him at 8.5.
Oh.
Got him at 8.5.
Oh, you might have to take that Mathurin. I might have to just get
a. You got a demon. You got a demon at 9.5.
Oh, I might need a separate.
You got a demon at 11.5. You got a demon at 14.5.
Mm.
You could so you went on Ben Mathurin this one, huh?
Yeah, it feels like a 17-point performance for him.
Well, I've gotten up to 41 times my money.
Whoa.
That's a 6 out of 6, though. We'll come back. We're just gambling. It's fine. We're gonna gamble with the King's future when D'Lo and Casey returns.
Gracious.
Sacramento sports leader. ESPN 1320. All right, just burn it all down. Remember, we'll be at Sky River Casino 1 week from this Friday, our first ever night with D'Lo and KC, 32 Brew Street, Sky River Casino, a live show from 7 to 9 o'clock.
I'm counting something in my head. I'm about to ask you, next Friday, you think we're still talking about the NBA Finals?
Six
would be Thursday.
I would think we're probably...
Oh, no, 5, maybe. Yeah, it's still travel, so yeah, 6 would probably be there.
I feel like we're... I've always felt 6 or 7. I'm leaning towards Friday. We're talking about the basketball season being over.
I agree. I got OKC in 6.
Yeah.
That's a good series, though.
Like, you know, six... It is. It could also be deceitful. Like, it could be 3-1, and that's why I think a lot of... Well, I think...
He was right, though.
Well, I mean...
He was right.
The way that this series is gone, if OKC goes up 3-1 and Indiana wins game, what is that, five? Mm-hmm. I love the Pacers. I just don't think I'm not betting on any team in the league to beat the Thunder four times in a row. Mm-hmm. Even you get that proverbial, we do this all the time. Yo, you don't need to win two games if it's 3-2. You need to win one. Mm-hmm. Because come game seven, all bets are off. I don't feel that way in this series. It's like the Thunder get up 3-1. All right, inevitably the series is over. Thunder up 3-2, it's still over. Mm-hmm. Thunder up 3-3, this is great. We get a game, it's over. They're not losing three straight. It would be one of those things, again, as big of a, you know, Pacer believer as I am, mm-hmm. I won't believe, even with the hint of like anything can happen, mm-hmm. I won't believe the Thunder are going to lose three straight until it's actually happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I that's why I think they got to win both the home games. Because if you split them, best case
scenario. I just can't imagine that happening.
The Pacers?
Yeah, I can't imagine them beating.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Like, the best case scenario for Indiana right now is just to go every other game.
Yeah, it's,
you got the first off. One, you can hold on and do it.
Right.
But winning,
even then, you got to. Game seven in OKC.
But yeah, you got to win on the road. Again, you've done it. I mean, there's got to be a certain level of we've done it. You just don't want to be down 3-1 when you have to do it again. get one of these games in Indiana. I think the stat that was floating around yesterday is they haven't won a game three yet.
Yeah, no, they haven't.
This
I don't
this
think they've been
season.
Close either.
So
no, the Knicks game was close.
I can't remember the Knicks game three.
They actually blew a 20-point lead.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Like
that game.
18 point.
Yeah. No. It was. I think it was 20. Yeah. That game. That was a Sunday afternoon. I think
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. I thought this series was over. Yeah. I was preparing the group text. Yeah. The Knicks came back and got that one. Wow. That was game three. Okay. Yeah, so anyway, I can't to answer your question.
That
by the time
the
live
six,
show
by
rolled, by the
Thursday's game six,
June 19th. Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the time that live show rolls around, which isn't a live radio show, by the way, it's a live show. It's not a live radio show. Yeah, I think the finals ended the night before.
Mm. Yeah, well, we'll see.
But come out and have some fun with us on Friday
well,
night.
That's when, according to a lot of people, that's when the real fun starts. We talk about the NBA.
Yeah.
That's when the real fun's. That's.
We'll read you all the text messages we get. About the Sky River Casino and find out why we randomly start talking about stuff. That's not true. We will tell a bunch of stories, though. And we're hoping for. We tried to get Mike Bibby. Coach is out of town, I'm sure, recruiting. We're still working on a few other things with Sac State. No matter what, though, we're gonna have a blast. It's gonna be a very unique show. It's gonna be very different. We'll be able to be far more interactive with the people who are able to come out and hang out with us because we're not stuck to the radio format, right? Like we don't have a, you know, when we're at Sky River, when we're on that stage, as much fun as we're having with the people in front of us, as much fun as we're having with everyone on the screen, we are still serving the radio audience. Mm-hmm. There's no live broadcast. There's no radio broadcast. There's no stream. There's no nothing. This is just for the people who can come out and hang out in attendance. 32 Brew Street, 1 week from Friday, June 20th, from 7 to 9.
Going to be good times, man. Good
three shows time. That day for D'Lo and KC.
Three shows,
ESPN, KSFM,
now.
And the live show.
You hear good that? Time. Three shows.
Anybody? No. No one heard us. No one heard us. All right.
Oh, man.
5 years in, still invisible. We'll keep trying.
That's all. We're going to keep working at it.
One day we'll be seen.
Yeah.
One day we'll be seen. Yes, I can. Yes, we can. Well, James was talking a lot about Trae Young this morning, which is weird for James.
It is. Twitter was talking about him, too.
Twitter's buzzing.
D'Lo and Casey was talking about him yesterday.
That's facts. Wow. Well, hell, D'Lo and Casey was talking about him a week and a half ago.
To be honest.
Maybe more.
What, hypothetically, Trae Young lands in Sacramento. Mm. What and I'm gonna assume this doesn't involve Domantas Sabonis. Hypothesize that this doesn't involve Domantas Sabonis. What's that signal for this Scott Perry version of the Sacramento Kings, or does it signal anything?
For me, if it signals anything, it's we're trying to win.
Yeah, you're trying to win.
We're trying to win.
Don't rebuild, and this is Trae Young's team.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to win.
It's Trae Young's team. Yeah, he's definitely the best player on it, which is what you guys have been asking for. Is that accurate? A better
talking about that, yeah.
And you want a better player than Domantas Sabonis. For this team to really take any sort of stride, you have to get a player who is better than Domantas Sabonis.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. I would always say that if they got somebody on the same level as LaVine or Domantas Sabonis, that they could be good. Like, they could be a high playing team, push for a sixth seed or whatever. But I wouldn't say that they would be better with a guy equal to LaVine or Sabonis. You get somebody like Trae, now you have the opportunity to be better than you were last year.
Trae is a, I don't know what the right word is, but he's kind of a superstar in waiting, I feel. He's got it all. It needs to be unlocked. Like, you're not going to do that in Atlanta. You have to win in Sacramento for that to happen. But, like, Trae, my point is, like, Trae's a really good player, I feel. Like, I don't think the Eastern Conference Finals was a fluke or anything like that. I just think when you build the right team around him, like, you can be successful.
I agree. Well, that's a good look. I mean, the other look was a good look, too. Can't go wrong. I would unbutton mine, but I got a tank top on.
I just wanted to see how this would look if I button my collar. So we can look even dumber than we did. I mean, here go. Hold on, radio audience. No, it's fine. The absolute jackasses.
You can go get an insider's hoodie from the corner if you want.
I already got one of those when it was freezing cold in this place one time. Shout out.
No, why do I got to change?
Because I already took one insider hoodie.
No, that's true. That's true. I don't know how many you can steal.
You could get an Abe shirt.
I could get it. I feel like we're the only one. They give us nothing. Two, we're the only ones they don't make stuff for either.
Not even talk about how they treat us.
Not one person has come to us and said, hey, you know all of that time and money you've invested on why don't you shoot us one of those logos? We'll get a bunch of those.
Yeah.
Hand them out to the staff. I literally had to purchase gear to give to our general manager.
Come on, man.
So he can rock the D'Lo and KC gear.
Come on, man. They'd be like, oh, this is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Not, hey, we should be making these.
Yeah, no, this is Complex complaining to me yesterday. I guess. These quality of the Wake Up Call Live shirts we ordered, just not what I hoped. Really? Ain't that a bitch? I'm sorry it didn't meet your quality. I'm sorry to hear that. Hey, how many of those did you order for the people going to the event? Oh, about 250. Oh, terrific. That's good. That's good.
Oh, man, this place is crazy, bro. I love it here, though. It's crazy. It's crazy. I love it.
Sitting here like the most two useless human beings ever constructed. Man. Sitting here like Jameis Ramsey and Bob Woodard. Just no purpose on the team at all.
Remember when Justin James had that big time game, and then the Kings got eliminated from postseason contention?
Yes.
He had
of course.
33.
Yeah.
When the Knicks blew a lead to the Spurs. The Knicks were ahead of the Spurs. They're like, oh, man, we're still alive. And the Kings were in Memphis, and I think Metu had a big game. Justin James had a big game. They came back from, like, down 20. It's like, oh, the Kings. And then they couldn't win the game and got eliminated.
That sounds like so many Kings games, to be honest with you. They couldn't get it done, and they just got eliminated.
But I don't think we're going to have those issues if Ice Trae come to town. If Ice Tray come to town, they ain't going to be talking. When they talk about getting eliminated, I think you're talking about getting eliminated in the first or second round. Now, I know people are going to be like, he ain't made the playoffs. He always get bouncing. No, don't worry about all that. Ice Tray, he come to Sacramento. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, this one's really out there. According to a seemingly random individual.
No, he really is random.
The I don't guy know who this
from,
brother is.
From Dallas?
Is that where he's from?
Is that Grant?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
But he got like 400,000 followers.
I don't really get into it. He's not someone I follow.
Okay. We'll say this. He's got it out there. I don't.
Oh, he's got 40,000, not 400,000.
Slight difference. slight difference. With Trey, you know, acquiring him is giving him a contract extension. He's opting out. He would, I assume, opt out of a player option worth 48.9 million dollars, which comfortably means your extension is starting around there in the low 50s and then escalating, I'm sure, probably up to 50s, not knowing exactly where it starts, probably at 56, 57 mm-hmm. at the end. Everybody go with that?
I'm okay with it. I'm fine with it. It's a.
I mean, it's you've clearly picked a direction.
Yeah. It's a. There's a bit of a risk with Trey because there are some things that you got to work around with Trey Young. He's had a couple moments in the last year or two that raise some eyebrows for me when you talk about, I don't want to say teammate, but I remember DeJounte Murray being really upset with him. And Trey just kind of seemingly not caring. So that sticks out in my mind. So there are risks involved. But you gotta go for the gusto, I believe. And the original tweet was, Sacramento is motivated to find a long-term solution. A point guard has shown interest in Darius Garland and Trae Young. Mm-hmm. I asked the question to everybody, who would you want, Darius Garland and Trae Young? I said, it's time to go big or go home. Go for the gusto. I think Trae gives you the biggest upside. So I'd go for Trae Young. What do you got to lose if you're the Kings? More losing? So.
So here are some numbers, digging a little bit deeper. 4 years, Young's contract. The guard is eligible for a 4-year, 220. Just start over. Trae Young is eligible for a 4-year, $229 million contract extension. That's what. Now, I want to remind everyone of the conversation we had yesterday, I think, regarding Pascal Siakam. Mm-hmm. And how we look in hindsight, man, Monty missed on Pascal Siakam. Monty missed on OG Anunoby. We know, I mean, we saw it. We saw it with New York. We saw it with Indiana. A key factor, people think, oh, they don't want to come to Sacramento. They don't want to come to Sacramento. You got the money. If you pay, they will arrive. Right. And in the Siakam situation, and James kind of broke this down for us, and you noted this, I think it was the first time it was broken down, this simplicity. We talked about, like, was Keegan involved in this? We know Malik's name was thrown in at some point during those discussions, and Sacramento really wasn't keen on that. But in the end, it seemed to all boil down to that contract extension. Their extension came in at less than what Indiana offered Pascal Siakam. They offered him a max contract extension. I reminded everyone how we posed the question following the Siakam signing, knowing what it would have cost in addition to whatever the deal looked like. We'll say Keegan or Malik because we don't know. Mm-hmm. Knowing what it might have cost player-wise, knowing exactly what would have it would have cost extension-wise, how do we feel about it? The overwhelming response was, nah, we're fine. Mm-hmm. We're fine. We didn't do that. Like, I wouldn't have been okay if the Kings did this. Yeah. It feels different now because we're watching Siakam play in the NBA Finals. We're looking at what the pairing of Siakam and Tyrese Halliburton has been able to accomplish. So for those who have their opinions, maybe negative opinions on Trae Young, I ask you to remind yourself of the Siakam situation. If the Kings have an opportunity to land Trae Young, offering him a four-year, $229 million extension, I wouldn't be so quick to turn your nose up at that. Again, you're going to have to give something up to acquire him. I don't know what that ultimately looks like, but I'm assuming Domantas Sabonis is still a part of this team. I'm assuming, I would think, man, I'm trying to figure this out. Either Keegan or Keon are still a part of this because you need somebody to play defense.
Yeah, one of those two for sure.
And I don't know who it'll be. But you need people who can play defense. I would push for it to be Keegan above Keon if you had to give up one of them. Have no idea if you even do. James presented a trade proposal that's centered around Zach LaVine and I don't remember. Maybe it was Devin Carter. I can't remember who the other player was. Maybe Devin Carter. But you need someone on your roster who could play defense. You need a couple of guys on your roster who could play defense. You need someone in your starting lineup who can play a solid level of defense, and that's better suited to be Keegan than Keon in this situation of Domas and Trae being together.
So, shout out to Kings Muse. They had
great account.
They had a great account. They had a couple of trades, you know, through the trade machines that just work logistically.
Okay.
You know, the first one was Domas involved in the trade. 2031 first, 2025 second round pick. That's it.
Mm-mm.
The next one is DeMar DeRozan, Malik Monk, 27 first, 29 first, 31 first for trade.
Okay. Okay.
And the last one, which I kind of like, DeRozan, Valanciunas, Devin Carter, three first rounders and a second rounder this year. Now, I don't know if Atlanta would like that. It feels like if Atlanta's trading Trae Young, they're looking to acquire assets. They're not looking to compete. That's the only reason why that one could seem plausible, because they're not looking for a Sabonis or a LaVine back in return. They want your picks and they want your assets. So that one might be plausible because of that. But realistically, I think that middle one is the one. The DeRozan, Malik Monk, three first rounders would probably be what the price would be, I would think.
Man, three first rounders. Well, I mean, what I guess it's about what Siakam was.
Mm-hmm. Three first rounders, and it's a lot.
That's the Malik deal that has the
Malik,
three first.
Malik and the one without Malik. With Valanciunas and Devin Carter.
Okay. Okay.
If I would push to take one of those first rounders.
I really don't want to lose Valanciunas.
No.
I really don't want to lose him.
Not at all.
I'm not saying that should be a hang up. I'm just saying, hey, man, can I talk you into something else? Okay, so let me ask you another quick question.
Okay.
LaVine and Trae in the same backcourt?
Yeah, I mean, it's not the ideal situation.
For 1 year, maybe.
Yeah, it's not the ideal situation, but if that lands you Trae Young, I'll deal with that maybe for a year and then figure out what I could do with Zach after that.
I hear you. Okay.
The one other thing, maybe a small detail here, anything involving Devin Carter, so the one they have involving Devin Carter right now is three first-rounders and a second. I would try to work to take one of those first rounders off. You're getting second year Devin Carter.
Yeah.
On a rookie deal. Come on, man. Give me one of those.
We
man.
Went through the tough times for you.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Like we christened him. We broke him in. Like you gotta pre-smoke a grill, like once you get it from Home Depot or whatever. Yeah. Same thing.
That's what we did.
Did that.
That's what we did.
Did that. We have seasoned the grill for you. That's got to count for something.
Yeah, man. So
got to.
I would try to get one of those first rounders back if Devin Carter is involved. They might laugh at
me. Well, they might. I'd still do it, though.
But then again, I mean, we kind of got this in the rundown. I'd like to see what you guys heard, but if people are really out there talking about there's not as much of a market for Trae Young as maybe we would think, maybe you do have a little bit of...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Negotiating leverage if you're the game.
Well, that wasn't a report. That was the opinion of Zach Lowe.
I don't want to say it's the same as a report, but I think Zach be talking to people.
No, Zach's connected. Yeah, for sure. Zach's connected. And I know sometimes guys cushion reports that they're unsure about as, no, this is just my opinion. I don't think there's a big market for him, and I don't think the Hawks should trade him, or I don't really know if teams are willing to offer the 4-year, you know, 220 plus extension. That's just my opinion, and it's based off, you know, he formed his opinion. Yeah. And nothing wrong with that.
And GM literally said, "No, I will not be."
No, I in fact won't. But you're right. Zach's connected enough to where, like, oh, maybe there's something to that.
I'm all in on Trey, man.
But there's also
a possibility.
Is there any concern about bidding against yourself? Like you want to be aggressive, but maybe if you truly do know the market, you can play back a little bit. But at that, you risk Atlanta getting tired of the conversations, tired of the phone calls. You risk Trae Young getting, or a player getting agitated by, you know, obviously if there are discussions between Atlanta and Sacramento, Trae knows this.
Yeah.
Because an extension is involved. his agents involved. Everybody is aware. That's they don't want us to know that that's how the league works, but we're all hip to the game. Mm-hmm. We know how this works. Conversations between Sacramento and Atlanta really mean conversations between Sacramento, Atlanta, and Trae Young's agent. Those are the conversations. Just like the conversations between the Toronto Raptors and the Sacramento Kings were between Masai Ujiri, Monty McNair, and Pascal Siakam's agent, OG Anunoby's agent. That's how the game is played. And so his agent will know exactly how many other teams they've talked to.
Right.
And you could probably get a feel for how many teams he's talked to by how many, by how they're playing this. You also get a feel for if Atlanta's interested in anything else happening. And this is where Scott Perry becomes really, really valuable. I will explain what I'm talking about. When D'Lo and KC return here, we're thrilled that you're here with us. Jump in. What do you think? Rumors are hot right now. They're out there on the internet. The Sacramento Kings, Trae Young. Kings, where you at? 916-909-1320. Trista Crick coming up at the 2 o'clock hour. Jason Jones, final hour of the show. Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. I wonder how many people know Jenny Busick was the Monarchs' last head coach. Or no, I guess, well, no, I think she was. I think Wiz was coming back, and then the team folded. So he wound up not. I think Jenny Busick was, in fact, the last Sacramento Monarchs head coach. Wow. Unless, I can't remember, maybe Wiz fired her during the season. But she's been close with Rick Carlisle forever. And she's been, I think since she left the W, she's been on Rick Carlisle's staff, both in Dallas and now in Indiana.
Where's she playing? Virginia? Is that where that was? I don't know.
I know she played for the Rockers. The Cleveland Rockers.
The Cleveland Rockers.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
That's somebody, I was talking to Cheryl in Baltimore about that the other day. Because the
value. Look at those terrible jerseys, too. Ugh. There's Monarchs coach right there. Let's go, baby.
Yeah.
I didn't think she was good. Just full disclosure.
Seattle?
I didn't think she was good. That's right. She did coach in Seattle. That's right. She did. I think she coached
at the Kings.
I can't remember if she coached in Seattle before or after.
She was on the Kings staff?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I don't remember that.
Who was Harry?
Is that Dave? That's Jaeger, right?
Dave Luke?
I don't remember Jenny being with the Sacramento Kings.
Harry, when was... Harry was the same draft as Fox, right? So, yeah, that was Dave.
Yeah.
Huh.
Huh.
Learned something new today.
Yeah, I guess something new every day. Jaeger. I do not remember that at all. That was the staff I knew best, too. I don't remember that at all.
Jill said she was with Jaeger.
Huh. Man, really just missed each other. All right. Well, shout out Jenny. Got an opportunity to go
NBA Finals, man.
Got a chance to go win a championship. And I think this stuff gets muddied down so much. She's actually an assistant head coach. Not all assistant coaches are assistant coaches. They're other things. A lot of women on staffs are back of the bench, or second bench. Jenny is front row. Near Rick, she is one of Rick's top assistants.
Yeah.
Shout out to Rick Carlisle for that, because there's a lot of one in particular, coaches who claim to be really forward-thinking but have never once hired a woman to their staff. Y'all can figure out who that is on your own. 916-909-1320, Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. You want to talk about Trae Young. It's rumor season, baby. Hashtag rumor season. With the Sacramento Kings, James put together a trade proposal for what Trae Young might look like. Of course, you can search the internet and see that there are discussions and perhaps have been discussions with the Sacramento Kings and the Atlanta Hawks. A big footnote to this is not just acquiring Trae Young for this season and a player option year. This is acquiring Trae Young with the belief he's going to opt out of that player option and sign a four-year $229 million extension It is virtually identical to the situation that the Kings were in their pursuits of OG Anunoby and in their pursuits of Pascal Siakam.
Aldrin J. asked the question earlier in the chat. He says, would y'all still trade for him if Trey said he wants to test free agency when a contract expires? Sure, I'd trade for him, but what I'd give up looks a lot different than what I would if he's signing the extension. Like, if he said, I want to test free agency, you could probably take, and I don't know if a deal can even get done, but you'd be taking off probably two of the possible three first rounders for me. Would you even go down that road?
Yeah. But those picks look different.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't even know if this is allowed. Look, you can get one with the option of two.
A conditional addition to the trade.
You get a conditional addition. They have all of these things that convey based on minutes, based on all of these different things. Look, Trey signs for 4 years, 229. That pick conveys, and you get it. If not, hey.
We need that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, dog.
You better talk to your boy to sign the contract.
Yeah, no, my
brother. Teach your boy how to squabble. Teach your boy how to sign an extension.
That's it. That's it. I got the that'd be a crazy Bobby Marks tweet. Well, Trae Young is signed with the Clippers for less money, and Sacramento Kings get to keep their final two picks.
Is Trae Young better
than... They're 2027 and they're 2029.
Is Trae Young better than the last point guard they tried to build around?
Yeah, I think he's better than Fox. Fox, the one component with Fox, though, is his defense. He's like a far better defender than Trae Young.
Yeah, far.
Yeah, and far, he's still able to score at the close to the level of Trae Young. It looks different because he can't shoot the ball the way Trae Young does.
Does Trey have that consistency that we wanted Fox to have for so long?
As a scorer.
Yeah.
He has that consistency as an offensive player, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I keep saying as a scorer, and I don't mean to downgrade what he did as a facilitator last year. I'm not quite sure how he did it because, for those who listen regularly, I have a strong distaste for Atlanta Hawks basketball. Mm. I'm not sure why. I feel like I don't think it centers around Trey. I think it centers around the bizarre nature in which they've chose to build that roster over the last, like, 6 or 7 years.
I know where it comes from for you. It was when they were in the playoffs and everybody was so happy for Bogey.
That was a big goddamn part of it. That's a shoot.
That was a tough few weeks for you.
That was a really big part
like
of it.
You were, like, really pissed off.
It just got
you
so
wasn't alone.
Like Bogey was here for 2.5 seconds. Oh, I'm so happy for him. Yeah, go to hell. What are you happy for him for? And then there was that contentious conversation about what I believe it was Monty should have done. It was definitely Monty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
with the Bogey contract extension. He got the offer sheet? Do you match or do you let him walk? And so many people were just adamant. You match and you figure it out later. There's no figuring it out later. You're effed if you do that. Because immediately, either Bogey or Buddy become worthless. Like, figuratively, they become worthless on the market. Because everyone knows you have to get rid of one of them.
Right.
And I was of the mindset that what Monty McNair did was right. Forget it. He's not worth it. He's not worth it to this team. He's not worth it. I've been here 2 weeks. I had him traded, but happy-ass Milwaukee had to go tell everybody, and we weren't able to get that executed, so forget it. Like, Bogey has already proven to be a bigger headache than he's worth. And so, yeah, I don't care that Atlanta made the playoffs and, oh, Bogey's on the national stage. Okay, bro. All right, man. All right, Bogey's on the national stage. Y'all happy for Ty, too? Some of y'all aren't. Some of y'all hating. But all right, whatever, man.
Zabo says in the chat, Bogey equals the Sacramento Airport Rabbit. That brings up a discussion. Yesterday, we had to take Cheryl in Baltimore to the airport. They got out, walked her to the as far as they could go.
Yeah.
And I was in the car waiting to pick them up when they were ready to come back.
Mm-hmm.
They say, hey, come pick us up at departures or arrivals or whatever. Get in the car. First thing Ryan says,
Bunny! Bunny! She was so happy to see the rabbit in the airport.
Ryan poops her pants. I don't care. I don't care. No. Okay, so here's what we established. That bunny means something to people who aren't potty trained. Terrific. Great. The non-potty trained get really excited about that stupid bunny. Kyle's going on vacation. I swear to God, you better not come back and take a picture of that stupid bunny.
Oh, you
bunny.
Better. That's how I'll know you're back in town.
Were you? I didn't get. I got back to from Las Vegas last Monday.
Knew.
KC didn't say, "Hey, bro, you okay?"
No one.
Hey, dog, just checking on you. Make sure you're all right. I didn't see you post a picture of a rabbit. Man didn't check on me one time. Obviously, you weren't that concerned that I didn't make it back.
Shout out to the bunny in the airport, man.
This $6 million bunny.
If I go anywhere this summer, please believe when I come back, no words needed, just the picture. You know the vibes. Pete Youngman does it.
My
mistake.
And
we know the vibes.
Kyle's too big of a deal to fly out of. Sacramento. He's got to go to the big boy airport with his friends. Mm. Fly direct everywhere. Mm.
Must be nice.
Whatever Kyle Manson.
Yeah, slumming it. You know, I was over there yesterday. Like I said,
yes, kind of lives that way. But that's irrelevant. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
They're building fast over at Sac International.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
they're building fast. I was okay.
They absolutely are. Oh man.
So, Aldrin's point, though.
Yeah.
I'm still taking a chance.
I'm doing it. I'm restructuring the deal.
Yeah.
I'm hitting him with the, I had a better deal two days ago.
Yeah.
I'm hitting you with that one, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm with that. I'm all in on Trae Young.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.